That's the hospital being imploded. With all of the heat over the project, there was little reaction when the board approved the DGEIS after some explanation from lawyer Mark Romanowski. This allows the study to be released for public comment. The Canterbury Woods project on the site is before the board and will soon come up for more action. Romanowski says there's some confusion about commercial space in the project.
You know, the YMCA represents the single largest, if you want to call it a retail center, really.
Yeah, I don't know what you call it.
It's not office space, and we were referring to commercial space as office space elsewhere, so it's not that. So that's 50,000 of the 130 and change, so it's a fairly significant piece. And then the market would be a maximum of 25,000 square feet.
There is some vocal opposition to the project for the nearly 7-acre site in what an opponent calls a fairly residential area. The basic objection is that the 8 buildings and what they will contain are just too much for the former hospital site. Construction workers are early in the 3-month process of digging out and hauling away debris from the hospital implosion. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.